Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Today is Monday, November the 24th. It is Thanksgiving week, and I encourage you to focus on the things you have to be thankful for. Obviously going to be lots of family, food, football, all the things that come with Thanksgiving, but dwelling on the things that we have to be grateful for, a huge part of what we do on this Thanksgiving week. And, of course, there's also going to be a lot of folks hitting the airports, hitting the highways, and we're going to talk to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic about just how busy things are expected to be, talk about gas prices, talk a little bit about when the busiest times on the highways will be and when the highest volume is expected. That comes up at 7:35 this morning. 8 o'clock hour today. Going to talk to Drew Hurt, the director of operations from Nova. Nova has expanded to Regency, to the old Regency Square site, and phase two of that project is complete. A lot of families in the RVA have had kids swim at Nova, and we're going to hear about what the exciting things going on over with the Regency expansion for Nova. We got Michael Greer from Greer Financial and Lane Casadante from CBS6. Lots of things to talk to him about, including the upcoming Virginia Tech game. Lots of stuff in the news. Negotiations are ongoing in the Russia-Ukraine war, we are efforting to see what's going to happen with that as time goes by. But Russia and Ukraine have been at it for several years now, and there's progress on a peace plan. President Trump putting his name on this peace plan. Russia kind of put it together, and now they're tweaking it to make it palatable for Ukraine. Can the sides get together on the job? Is Senator Marco Rubio to see if he can get that done. And there is progress to report, but still kind of waiting to see what all is going to happen with that. And, of course, wrangling on Capitol Hill with the video about the military and disagreements with President Trump. President Trump is a lightning rod. And, people are going to just, be negative toward him regardless of what happens. I think that is well documented over 4 years in the White House and now coming up on a year into his second term after 4 years out. So that just is what it is. How will that change when we move forward in 2028? Win, lose, or draw is anybody's guess. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Being a contrarian voice on the Republican side, has announced she is resigning her seat in Congress on January 5th. And President Trump has had some pretty rough things to say about her, as she has disagreed with him publicly on some issues. But over the weekend said he hopes she returns to politics someday. But he did mention it's not going to be easy for her as well. She was one of the vocal proponents of the release of the Epstein files, which is now going to happen. And we'll just have to wait and see. One other thing that is worth noting is the what has gone on Capitol Hill in terms of Congress going after each other. They come back from this recess after the end of the government shutdown. And, basically amid promises that they were going to get right to work. Well, what they got to work on was sniping at each other, attacking colleagues, voting to rebuke other members, eating up hours of time, which is the opposite of getting things done. And so it crossed party lines. Democrats targeting Democrats, Republicans targeting Republicans in some cases. It has not been pretty. And it's amazing they found time to pass the end of the government shutdown and to pass the bill to release the Epstein files. And so they have gotten a couple things done, but this has really taken away from that. And Don Beyer from Virginia was one of the people involved, introduced legislation Thursday to change House rules to make it harder for a member to target colleagues. Don Bacon, a Republican from Nebraska, so this was a bipartisan piece of legislation. They warned that the chamber is at risk of devolving into an irreparable cycle of caustic personal brawling, almost reminiscent of the British Parliament, where they yell at each other all the time and, becoming very similar in that vein. So it is kind of ugly that has just gone on and on and on. We were scheduled to be joined right now by Ryan Schmelz from Fox News. We've had a hard time getting contact with him, so we're talking a little bit about what's going on Capitol Hill. But a couple other things I wanted to mention very briefly, and that is in the city of Richmond, and we'll get into this more tomorrow with Michael Phillips from the Richmonder, but Mayor Avula has announced progress in closing outstanding audit findings across multiple departments. One of the things that Mayor Avula pointed to when he came into office, which is coming up on a year ago, was a commitment to building a city hall that thrives and has accountability and transparency. And they have been working toward that. And the audit report shows that Richmond has made major progress in strengthening several of those departments, with more work still to do. And we'll see what comes of that. Now, there are still issues. Don't think for one minute there are not still issues, because there are. 5 months after city auditors found that the Richmond retirement system paid more than $550,000 to deceased retirees, a new audit released Friday shows multiple high-priority recommendations remain open, and some of the issues are still unresolved. Some retirees who have passed away are still receiving payments. I don't think that's how it's supposed to go. So ongoing failures being flagged by those city auditors. And so while the improvements have been made, there is still work to do. When it comes to this department, the Richmond Retirement System, there are still issues that remain unresolved. Despite the recommendations on how they can improve from the audit, some of those things have not been put in place yet. So the Avula administration has seen some progress, but a long way to go. And, of course, as you know, Richmond is a city that, from a government standpoint, city council, the school board, the mayor's office, it has been run in a questionable manner for years and years. And so Rome wasn't built in a day. It wasn't cleaned up in a day. And the effort is ongoing to fix that problem. So that is what is going on there. Okay, so also want to mention that these are exciting times for football fans. High school football playoffs, the regional semis. So we're two rounds into the public school playoffs. We have seven local teams that are still alive. In Class 6, Thomas Dale. In Class 5, Hermitage and Highland Springs. In Class 4, Huguenot and Verina. In Class 3, Petersburg. And in Class 2, Armstrong. Armstrong is 12-0 on the season, putting together a historic season for City of Richmond football. Two city schools, Huguenot and Armstrong, still alive. And a couple of those are playing each other. Hermitage Highland Springs play each other for a regional championship. Huguenot and Verina play each other for a regional championship. So we are guaranteed at least two teams winning regional titles and moving on to the state semifinals. A very exciting time for fans of high school football. And then in college football, the clash, the rivalry renewal between Richmond and William & Mary was this past week. One of the old, longstanding rivalries in college football that we know about here. Richmond got that win down in Williamsburg. And then the battle for the Commonwealth Cup is this coming Saturday night. What an interesting sight Saturday, seeing James Franklin at the Virginia Tech game walking around kissing babies, waving to folks, just being in the middle of everything. So James Franklin off and running while Philip Montgomery is still coaching the team on an interim basis. It's an interesting dynamic. But Virginia Tech at UVA, the Hoos are 9-2, need a win to make the ACC championship game. So a lot on the line for a UVA team that's had a great season. But look at the history. Virginia has beaten Virginia Tech once in 20 years. So the Hokies dominate this series, and can they prevent the Hoos from playing in the ACC championship game? That's what we'll find out on Saturday night in Charlottesville. Of course, three NFL games on Thanksgiving Day, one on Black Friday. So football is a huge part of the Thanksgiving weekend and Thanksgiving week off and running. We'll step aside, take a quick break. You are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. Ah, James Brown. Gary Hess here for Rich Herrera, Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. It is 7:25, and coming up after the bottom of the hour break, we'll visit with Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic and hear all about the pitfalls and what to expect if you are traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. Big news to know there. Once again, in case you missed it, late Friday, the UVA shooter Chris Jones sentenced to five life sentences for the murder of three UVA football players, wounding two others. He had pled guilty, also faces a total of 23 years for felony gun charges. Devin Chandler, Lavelle Davis, Deshaun Perry killed in the incident on a bus as it returned to UVA after a class field trip. That was November of 2022. It was an emotional week of sentencing hearing testimony from family members, from survivors of the shooting, and then also investigators and others who were involved in Chris Jones's life as he was growing up. Ultimately, the judge sided with the prosecution in her sentencing. She acknowledged Jones was mentally ill, but said that did not excuse what he did. He will be eligible for what they call geriatric parole. So that is what is in store for Chris Jones as he heads to spend at least most of the rest of his life in prison. Okay, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to hear from NOVA Director of Operations Drew Hirth about the new facility at Regency that has recently been completed, Phase 2. Michael Greer, Greer Financial, and CBS 6 Sports Director Lane Casinante as we talk about a big sports week coming up here in the Richmond area, statewide, and across the country. And after this break, Morgan Dean, AAA Mid-Atlantic, Thanksgiving travel. All that for you as you are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. It is 7:33. It is 7:33 News Radio WRVA. I'm Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera on this Monday, November 24th. It is the beginning of Thanksgiving week, and we are ready to go. You know what? There are a lot of people that are getting ready to go. So that's why we wanted to turn to our friend Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic to find out just what it's going to be like on the highways and in the airports coming up for this Thanksgiving holiday. Morgan, welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Gary. I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice, my friend. So just how extensive are the numbers going to be traveling for this Thanksgiving holiday?
So nationwide, we're looking at about 82 million people traveling all across the United States. Of that, about 73 million will be on the roadways, another 6 million flying. When we start to look at Virginia, talking about just over 2 million total travel here for the Thanksgiving holiday, about 1.9 million of those folks jumping in the car, another 133,000 taken to the airports and then taken to the sky. So going to be a pretty busy next couple of days here in a row starting tomorrow. That's when our official forecast starts, is it starts tomorrow and runs through the following Monday.
How do those numbers compare with past years?
So overall nationwide, it's about 2% higher than what we saw last year. Here in Virginia, up about 1.1% compared to last year. And, you know, the big thing is to kind of benchmark it back to 2019 pre-pandemic days. And in a lot of cases, we're above that. I think that's what we watched over the past few years is when would we be back to that 2019 benchmark? In a lot of categories, we hit that 2023, 2024. And since then, it's been above that. So it's going to be busy out there no matter what you're doing. So we just remind travelers to take that deep breath and hold on to that frustration and try and get through it.
That's all you can do. But the other one thing you can do is kind of avoid peak times. When are a couple of times people, if possible, should try to avoid going and then coming when hitting the highways?
So for hitting the roadways, tomorrow and Wednesday are going to be very, very busy days on the way out. A lot of people trying to get out of town and get to their destinations ahead of Thanksgiving. If you can leave in that morning time period, that should help you avoid some of the backups that really build in that late afternoon into the evening commute time period where you have holiday travelers on the road fighting for space with evening commuters. On the other end of that, Sunday's going to be a busy day coming back in. Leaving in the morning and doing that day as well can make a big difference on you getting back home without hitting a lot of those backups. For those who are flying, the busiest travel day is expected to be Sunday. People stagger when they fly out, but all tend to fly back on Sunday. So Sunday's expected to be one of the busiest days at airports of the year. TSA even warning it expects to process a screen more than 3 million people on Sunday. So it's going to be busy out there. Doesn't really seem to matter when you travel. It's going to be busy.
We're talking to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic, and obviously one thing people who are hitting the highways can be concerned with is the price of gasoline. That appears to have been somewhat stable of late.
Stable is a great word, Gary. In fact, I couldn't have said it better myself. We are $2.91 in Virginia for the gas average today. Exact same price that we were paying a week ago. It is up 4 cents in the past month, but down about a nickel compared to last year. So really not far off on what we were paying a year ago. Not that I think anybody keeps any kind of a hash mark or a tracker in their car on that, but I think knowing that you're paying roughly the same or slightly less is probably a good thing for drivers. Puts a few coins back in the pocket.
Obviously paying the same or less is better than paying more. It's definitely better.
For sure. For sure. And, you know, shop around. There are 25 states right now with gas prices under $3 per gallon. So if you're driving through a state where it's even cheaper, plan some of those gas stops out where you can save a couple of pennies along the route.
Morgan, temperatures are starting to get cooler. Talk about what people need to do to make sure their cars are ready, and then if something happens, what they have in their car to deal with what might happen.
For sure. I just heard your weather forecast a moment ago talking about snow in some areas. We are to that point for the year. Just going over your vehicle real quick, making sure your tires are pumped up to the right pressure and that your tread looks good. If your tires look like a basketball, That is not a good situation to be in. They are not going to stop you on the roadway. Make sure you've got good tread there. Also, have you had any issues with your battery? Has it been slow to start in the cool weather? When you get to the cold weather, it's probably going to give out on you, so get that checked out as well. Walk all the way around the car with the lights on. You want good visibility on the front side so you can see, and you want to be visible to drivers behind you on the back side, so make sure all those bulbs are in good shape. And then check the windshield wipers. You want good windshield wipers. We take them for granted until we kick them on in a storm, and sometimes that's when they're not clearing that windshield. Big, big thing when you're traveling on the roadway and looking at inclement weather. And also, we need to have that emergency kit in our cars now. Let's think back a couple of years ago to all those folks that were stuck overnight in their vehicles, frozen in the roadway there between Caroline County and all the way up to Northern Virginia. What would you want to have in your car? Jumper cables, kitty litter, traction mats, an ice scraper, a snow brush, all important things to help you get your car out if it is stuck. You also want to have a first aid kit, but you also want to have some things for yourself as well. A blanket, an extra jacket, a hat, gloves, snacks, and water in case you are in that vehicle for an extended period of time. You prepare for the worst, but you hope for the best as you're hitting the road, Gary.
You mentioned that the measuring period starts tomorrow. Is between tomorrow and Wednesday, which day do you expect to be busier, having more activity?
I think Wednesday will probably be a little bit busier than Tuesday. That's why leaving during those non-peak hours can be so important on avoiding some of those backups on the roadway. We talked about leaving in the morning. It's a good time period. If you don't mind driving in the dark, leaving some of those non-peak hours late night into overnight can be good too. But if you're not a fan of driving in the dark, that's probably not a good place to be. Another thing to think about, we are at the peak of deer mating season right now, and a lot of that happens into the evening and into that darkness time period. So there are some dangers out there to be aware of. Use those high beams when you can. They tend to reflect off those eyeballs, and you can see the deer from a distance and hopefully avoid an impact with one.
Boy, I tell you what, that's a great reminder, being on the lookout for deer. But just talk about kind of being the awareness level of all the other drivers around you and maintain following distance and the space around your car. While the traffic is heavy, it may be hard to do, but just talk about the importance of that.
You are right on there. Think about that before you even back out of the parking space or leave the garage. Take that deep breath and say, I want to get safely to where I'm going. I want to get everybody in the car safely to where we're going, and I want everybody else on the roadway to get there as well. Increase that following distance to the vehicle in front of you, especially with some of that stop and go traffic. Following that speed limit is very, very important. Staying off to that right-hand lane and jumping into the left lane when you need to pass somebody, but then getting back to the right helps block some of those log jams from building up out there. And then focusing on being courteous, using your turn signal, not darting over in front of other drivers. We don't want to have one of these aggressive driving incidents turn into a road rage incident on the roadway that puts you and everybody around you at risk. So taking that deep breath and just saying, I know there could be some backups, but I want to get there safely.
Is there a place where centralized place where folks can pick up if they need to review all this information online or social media that they can check out?
We have a lot of this information at our website. Very easy one to remember, AAA.com.
There you go. Well, Morgan, appreciate your time as always. Be safe throughout your holidays, and happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Gary, thank you for the time. You as well, sir. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, that's Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic. So back to pre-pandemic numbers, as about 2 million Virginians are going to be traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday. I know some folks that are hitting the road on Wednesday, leaving before daylight to try to get ahead of some things. And I think they're coming home Saturday.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Instead of Sunday to try to beat that heavy traffic. And you heard Morgan mention gas prices are stable. $2.91 in Virginia, but here in Richmond, the average is actually a little higher, $2.96. But that is still relatively stable, just 3 cents more than a week ago, but down a couple of cents from yesterday. So that upper 290s into the 280s, right around the $3 mark. Gas prices have kind of been hovering around there for quite a while now. And they had, you know, a couple of little spikes and a little dips, but that has kind of right been the sweet spot here of late for gas prices in the RVA. Bottom line, if you're traveling for Thanksgiving, be patient, take your time, be aware of everyone else around you, be courteous, and everybody will get safely to where they need to go, and we can all enjoy our Thanksgivings together. Okay, that is good advice. Thank you to Morgan Dean from AAA Mid-Atlantic. I'm Gary Hess. We'll step aside for a break. You are listening to Richmond's Morning News, News Radio WRVA. 7:55 News Radio WRVA, Richmond's Morning News. Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Hope your Thanksgiving week is off to a good start. For schools, it's a two-day week. Some people are off all week. Some people working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You just never know. Plenty of work being done here around the Casa de Hess as we get ready to host on Thursday. 17 people, I think. And I'm doing all I can to help, considering I'm gimping around here and, still in recovery from that surgery. Excited that I'm seeing some progress after getting physical therapy rolling a couple of weeks ago. Okay, 8 o'clock hour still ahead on today's program. And don't forget, 9 to 12 today is Brian Kilmeade, then Dana Lash, and, of course, Jeff Katz, 3 to 6. Drew Hurt, Director of Operations at Nova, up next. New facility at Regency, two phases, second phase recently completed. We're going to have him on a little after the 8 o'clock top of the hour break to hear all about that. Michael Greer coming up as well in the 8 o'clock hour. And at 8:35, Lane Casadante from CBS 6 as we preview the Virginia Tech game this week and much, much more. Very excited about things in store. Tomorrow's program will include Michael Phillips from the Richmonder talking about some of the key things going on around town. We're also going to have on Bob Holsworth to kind of do a post-mortem on the election and a quick look at how things are going so far in transition. All that and more, you're listening to News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.